Advent is a time to reflect, pray, and worship the Christ who came, who comes, and will come again. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December is an Advent devotional booklet called The Jesse Tree. These short daily devotions are filled with symbols, telling the story of Jesus from creation to his second coming. The Jesse Tree is available for only $3. Learn more at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Jesse Tree. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilk, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, December the 11th. Everyone is invited to play. All you have to do to participate is first listen to the soundbites we have to play for you, then make up your mind and give us a call with your vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our phone number, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can also send us an email with your vote. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send it to us via Twitter at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. We've left some space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MY-IE. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, which is a Holy Family Outdoor Nativity set from the Outdoor Nativity Store, an Ad Crucem baptismal keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and hoot bag. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Cardinal Raymond Burke. Should President-elect Joe Biden be communed?
Vice President Biden has a long history of supporting procured abortion, which is the church's voice, and everywhere thought that it was the crime of murder against an innocent and defenseless human life. And the same way, too, he openly celebrated as a justice of the peace a so-called marriage between two people of the same sex. And it's made it clear that he does not uphold the moral law in that way. And during his campaign, too, he indicated that he would compel religious institutions like the Little Sisters of the Poor to pay for insurance and so forth for procedures that are contrary to the moral law. So this has all been pointed out to him. He's perfectly aware of it. Therefore, he can't approach to receive the sacrament because he is in an open rebellion against divine law, and therefore isn't properly disposed to receive our Lord and Holy Communion. St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 11, and Paul strongly admonished people, saying that they were eating their own condemnation. It's what we've always called in the church a sacrilege, a sin against the body of Christ itself. And so this is a very clear matter. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. And I simply don't understand how a priest or a bishop could give Holy Communion to a Catholic who acts in this way.
That's soundbite number one, Cardinal Raymond Burke. Should President-elect Joe Biden be communed? If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, December the 11th, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Will Whedon. Since we are in the Advent season, here's a brief and interesting explanation of the coming of Jesus in Advent.
Whenever you're going through a rough time, it's always Or you reach that rough patch in a book, and you just need to have some reassurance, so you might sneak a head look at the end to make sure that they all lived happily ever after. And once you see that there at the end, you're like, okay, I can keep on going through this very dark spot at the moment. That's really how the return of Christ gets the people of God through. And Christ, in his absolute awesomeness, provides them a foretaste. He continually breaks off that future and puts it back into our present to sustain us as we journey toward that future. So when you're baptized, it's already resurrection day, right? You've been raised with Christ. And when you receive the Holy Eucharist, you're literally at the Lamb's feast that's going to await us in the Father's kingdom on that joyous day. And when you hear the absolution, what are you hearing? You're hearing the verdict of Christ on the last day. This one is mine, and their sins are gone. So all of this focus toward the end, he is coming again. It is going to happen. Every eye will see him. We can't wait for this moment to arrive. And yet, as we journey toward it, he constantly sustains us by coming to us. You said at the beginning that it's really only, it's the incarnate one who comes. Absolutely. And yet he does indeed come three ways. He comes to us historically. He came to us from the Virgin's womb and walked among us. And then, raised in glory, he sends forth his Spirit who creates the church, and he continues to come to his church, to his people, through his means of grace, what we might call his gracious coming among us. And then finally, all of this to prepare us that we might join in the never-ending feast that awaits us at his glorious appearing.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Wheaton, The Coming of Jesus in Advent. If you like it and like it to be soundbite of the week, all you need to do is give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from R.J. Snell. We were talking about today's revolutionaries. I asked why revolutionaries today oppose both slaveholders and abolitionists of the past.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I'm thinking here just as a concrete example of the tearing down of monuments that we've seen over the last few years, but it's received much attention in 2020, where we have not only monuments to Confederate soldiers and generals being torn down, but somewhat incongruously, statues of people like Frederick Douglass or Abraham Lincoln being torn down. And Lincoln was complicated about race in many ways, but he certainly was not a proponent of slavery. And so to tear down a Confederate monument at the same time as you're tearing down a monument to Lincoln seems very strange, because the Confederate monument and the monument to Lincoln seem to be giving diametrically opposed moral views, one in favor of slavery or Jim Crow, the other quite against and in favor of things like the Declaration and equal protection of the law. The inability to make the distinction between those two is that they are lumped together, all of them, as symbols of repression, as symbols of the old world, which had thick moral accounts of justice, thick moral obligations and accounts of duty, and all of those old accounts of duties are thought to be repressed, and we must be liberated from them all. And so the needed distinctions between historical figures are all sort of washed away, and they're lumped together as simply guilty as charged, not meeting the new moral demands of the time.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. R.J. Snell, why revolutionaries oppose both slaveholders and abolitionists. 1-877-623-6943 is the number to call to vote for that one. 877-623-MYIE. Send us your email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, prepare to vote, because we're going to play soundbite number four, then we'll take a break, and during that break, we'd be happy to take your phone calls, 1-877-623-6943, and your votes for soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf. Why does the Reverend Raphael Warnock, running for the Senate in Georgia, call abortion health care?
Abortion is not health care, because health care is about healing people, not killing them. He conveniently doesn't talk about abortion. He's smart enough to know that if you make abortion concrete, most people are going to be offended by it and turned off by it. He doesn't want to be known as the abortion candidate in the main. He just wants to be known for someone who is for women's reproductive health care rights. That sounds so nice, except when we take the lid off it and see what abortion actually is. It's the dismemberment, the intentional killing of an innocent human being. Medicine is about healing. It's about making people well. It's about curing our underlying pathologies. Abortion isn't health care because unborn children are not a disease. And that's what he wants us to think, that somehow we can lump a whole bunch of things into health care, a whole bunch of things into medicine, including abortion. Abortion runs 180 degrees opposite what medicine is supposed to do, that is heal people.
Scott Klusendorf with soundbite number 4, why the Reverend Raphael Warnock calls abortion health care. Now it's time to vote. That one you can vote for as well. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or send us your email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Will it be soundbite number 1, Cardinal Raymond Burke? Should President-elect Joe Biden be communed? Soundbite number 2, Pastor Will Wheaton, the coming of Jesus in Advent. Soundbite number 3, Dr. R.J. Snell, why revolutionaries oppose both slaveholders and abolitionists. Or soundbite number 4, Scott Klusendorf, on why the Reverend Raphael Warnock calls abortion health care. Your vote will decide next. Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Did you know that Lutherans are helping new American immigrants get settled? How about struggling church workers in need of support and refreshment? And we assist at-risk children and provide disaster response to hurricane victims. Through LCMS recognized service organizations, we are doing all this and more. I'm Rahema Kavuga of Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and I don't want you to miss out on hearing what your brothers and sisters in Christ are up to. Visit interesttime.org to see how your support gives life to these works of mercy and love.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Advent is a time to reflect, pray, and worship the Christ who came, who comes, and will come again. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is an Advent devotional booklet called The Jesse Tree. These short daily devotions are filled with symbols telling the story of Jesus from creation to his second coming. The Jesse Tree is available for only $3. Learn more at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Jesse Tree.
Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at outdoornativitystore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities. OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's the voting phase of Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, December the 11th. Your turn and your phone calls, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Give us a call and you get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can also send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Up first, we have Carl listening in central Pennsylvania. Hi, Carl.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
I want to vote for number 1. I appreciate the directness and clarity of Cardinal Burke, the way he talks about certain important truths and how a certain individual has a long history of being aware of these truths but going against them. And then he lowers the boom, but at least in one way this should be dealt with. Boom. Thank you.
Carl, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in Pennsylvania. What about the rest of you? There's still room for your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Jeff in Stuart, Florida says, a vote for soundbite number two. Reverend Whedon reminds us that we get to peek at the end of the book when we are down. Thank you, Jesus, says Jeff. Thanks for listening in Florida. Sam listens in Crabtree, South Carolina. Sam says, hello, Jeff and Reverend Wilkin. This week, my vote goes to soundbite number four. I appreciate Klusendorf pulling off the mask of Warnock. It is a weakness of conservative and pro-life people that we have been too polite and nice. Liberals want more babies killed. It sounds jarring to say so. It should be. But it's true and it needs to be shouted. When my progressive Christian brother starts to discuss a pro-abortion candidate and how morally superior they are, I just tell him they support dismembering babies. If they can't get that basic civil right correct, they can't be trusted on anything. No matter how urbane and polished the pro-abortion candidate, they are accessories to murder. Sam, thank you very much for your vote on this Friday afternoon. Angela listens in Alhambra, Illinois. Angela says, my vote this week is for soundbite number one, Cardinal Burke. Growing up in the Roman Church did its work to instill the law in me. The same should hold true for Mr. Biden. And the forgiveness of the gospel does not entitle us to a free pass if we do not uphold God's law, especially when under the guise of political office, for the good of all, or, well, I don't agree, but. We cannot continue to turn a blind eye and only hope and pray that people will amend their errant ways and thinking. The church on earth must call them out. God's word tells us that we are to repent of our sins. If Mr. Biden calls himself a Roman Catholic and therefore a Christian, then denying him communion should cause him to repent. It was a comfort to hear Cardinal Burke reiterate that the Roman Catholic Church is still upholding God's law. All of the cardinals, bishops, priests, and all of the Roman Church must follow his lead and do the same. Indeed, all of us confessional Lutherans must also. What a different world it would be. Steve listens in Port Washington, Wisconsin. Steve says, this week, I will have to vote for soundbite number four by Scott Klusendorf regarding abortion as healthcare. I will have to refer to some of his comments when discussing abortion with others regarding the fact that a Christian pastor can support abortion brought me back to our Thursday morning study of 1 John and who the Antichrist is. Mr. Klusendorf might have found one. A blessed advent to the LPR staff. Steve, thank you very much, and thanks for listening and voting in Wisconsin. Sumner listens in Arnold, Missouri. Sumner says, hello, minions of Lord Feichtinger. I am voting for number four because of the use of the women's reproductive health is a buzzword that is used without thinking. Reproduction assumes that something is reproduced. In this case, another human being. Sumner, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote. Sean listens in North Carolina. Sean says, I vote for soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, why the Reverend Raphael Warnock calls abortion health care. He makes the point that unborn children are not a disease. This is a fundamental point that lies at the heart of this issue and helps to explain why a significant portion of our population supports abortion. Their failure to understand this point, either through willful ignorance or an intentional denial of the truth, is just another symptom of sin in this world. In this Advent season, we turn our hopes to Christ's triumphant return on that last day. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Sean, thanks for listening in North Carolina. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, why the Reverend Raphael Warnock calls abortion health care.
Abortion is not health care because health care is about healing people, not killing them. He conveniently doesn't talk about abortion. He's smart enough to know that if you make abortion concrete, most people are going to be offended by it and turned off by it. He doesn't want to be known as the abortion candidate in the main. He just wants to be known for someone who is for women's reproductive health care rights. That sounds so nice. except when we take the lid off it and see what abortion actually is. It's the dismemberment, the intentional killing of an innocent human being. Medicine is about healing. It's about making people well. It's about curing our underlying pathologies. Abortion isn't healthcare because unborn children are not a disease. And that's what he wants us to think, that somehow we can lump a whole bunch of things into healthcare, a whole bunch of things into medicine, including abortion. Abortion runs 180 degrees opposite what medicine is supposed to do, that is heal people.
That's soundbite number four, the winner this week, according to your vote, Scott Klusendorf, why the Reverend Raphael Warnock calls abortion healthcare. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Angela in Illinois, you get the LPR bundle package. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Stewardship Ministry helps congregations grow in their understanding and implementation of a life of stewardship. You'll find free stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship. Managing the gifts God gives us. LCMS Stewardship Ministry, lcms.org/stewardship. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Charles Chaput, Archbishop Emeritus of Philadelphia, answer the question, should Joe Biden receive Holy Communion? We'll discuss Christ in the book of Exodus with Dr. Tom Egger, and we'll continue our series, Answering Arguments Against Christianity, talking with Dr. John Bombaro about the objection, a loving God couldn't allow evil and suffering. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
We need something that's going to endure. And Jesus says he's got it. He can give it.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
So the bread of life lasts. The bread of life is Jesus himself, and the bread of life is free.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.